Sam Crouch Road. As a child, I couldn't wait to grow up and be on my own. Now being grown up and on my own, I wish I could rewind time and go back to being the blue-eyed, curly-haired, adventurous girl I once was. Some of my greatest adventures happened at one place, Mama and Papa's house, a warm and welcoming home on a rough little back road out in the country. To get there, we had to take a back road that we called Big Gravel. Now, of course, the road is paved, but the memories remain. When you walked in, there was always a homemade rice and gravy on the stove with numerous sides like smothered peas and corn and homemade rolls. Momo would be finishing up the dessert for the afternoon, whether it was her famous pineapple upside down cake or her homemade banana pudding. Popo would be sitting in his recliner in one of his white t-shirts and blue jeans flipping back and forth through football games. All of my cousins would hurry up and eat so that we could get outside and figure out what type of adventure our imaginations would bring us. My cousin Jana and I particularly loved going about 50 yards into the woods where we found a tree that reminded us of something out of the movie Pocahontas. We would reenact the movie in our own version of it, pretending to be Indians over and over until dark came and it was time to go in. If we wanted to include the boys, we would play a game of tag or kickball in the front yard, or we could all load up and go back to the river and swim and fish. We even had a rope swing tied to a tree out front, and we would have competitions to see who could climb the highest and touch the tree. When it was time to go home, we would always fight over who would stay the night. And Jana and I would always win and couldn't wait to begin our fun-filled nights of movies and homemade ice cream sundaes. We would stay up as late as we could hold our eyes open, but let's face it, we played hard when we went outside earlier that day. And waking up the next morning was always a struggle, but we did it and went back outside to see which adventure we wanted to have that day until it was time to go back home. As we grew up, the days and nights spent at Momo's and Papa's house became less frequent. We had new friends that we had to spend as much time with as possible, sports to play, too much homework that we had pushed aside all week and had to get done for the next week, or parties and events that we just couldn't skip out on. When we did get together, we would reminisce on the old days we had there and how we would love to go back and relive it all. We can still go to Mama and Papa's house for a visit, but so much has changed since our olden days. Papa passed away and Mama had to move due to the heartbreak of no longer having the person who was always there. The memories are still there, but there is now pain in the memories of what used to be, and visiting isn't quite the same anymore. Mama is no longer in the kitchen making dessert, and Papa isn't sitting in his recliner flipping through the channels for the football games, but I will always cherish the memory of what life used to be and think about all of the happy times we did have. Besides, that's what memories are for, to cherish and to look back on no matter how much life has changed us all.